Do you know the folktale of why the cat and the crocodile are friends?
No.
It's a Filipino folktale.
Really? Okay, so, this is... Tell me.
So, long ago, when all of the men and creatures were created, etc., the crocodile was created, like, a bit later.
Okay.
Right? And then, obviously, I might have paraphrased. This is oral tradition. Let's just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he'd been living there for a while, but... he couldn't hunt down any animals.
Really?
Because he had like short stubby legs and scary looking. So
he can't even touch his nose.
Yeah, he was scary looking, so he was just like running away. So he couldn't like hunt properly.
Okay.
So it had been like, I don't know, weeks, months, whatever.
Centuries.
He hadn't eaten. And he was so hungry.
Okay.
So one day he saw a dog. A dog was like hanging out near the river where he was staying. Mm. And he's asking the dog, can you please teach me how to hunt? Because I know that you're a good hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so hungry, I haven't been able to eat yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog was like, why should I do this for you?
Yeah. Right?
And then the crocodile is like, if you teach me how to do this, I promise that we will be friends. None of me or my kin will ever harm you.
Another dog.
Right?
Yeah.
We will always be friends.
Uh-huh.
And so the dog was like, okay, I'll help you. And then so he was like, okay, so how do you hunt? And the dog was like, well, I identify my prey, and then I run after them.
But
and
he
then
can't run.
I kill them, and then I eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the crocodile is like, okay, that seems pretty straightforward. Okay, I will try that. And the dog's like, okay, good. You're very welcome. And then he went off. Right. Went back to the village. So the next day, the crocodile is like, okay, I'm so hungry. I have to try this. Right?
He waited a day. Yeah.
So he's like, okay, I have to try this now. He saw like a small creature, I forgot what it was. So let's call it a chicken or something, like running along the field. And then he saw it, he's like, okay, I'm going to chase after it now.
Okay.
And then it ran after the chicken and the chicken got so scared, the chicken went back to the village.
Uh-huh.
And then he, following the chicken, went into the village.
No!
And all of the men and all of the kids were like, there's a crocodile, oh my god. And so they chased him out. They attacked him, and he had to flee. He had to run back into the river, and he was so scared, and he still didn't get to eat.
He's so hungry.
He's so freaking hungry. And he was like, oh my god, that didn't work. I'm so angry at the dog because he gave me such terrible advice.
Yes, bad advice.
And then the next day, a cat wandered around the river area. And then the crocodile was like, can you please teach me your ways of how to hunt? Because I know that you're also a hunter. And I am starving. I haven't eaten since the world was created.
Oh, no.
And I really, really, really need to eat.
Yeah.
And then the cat is like, why should I help you?
Yeah.
And the crocodile goes, if you help me, we will be friends. I will never harm you. And my kin will never harm you. We'll be friends for all of time. And the cat is like, okay, this seems like a pretty reasonable deal. He probably saw the attack yesterday.
Yeah.
He's like, this is very... So the cat says, okay, here's what I do. When I see a prey, I stalk him.
Mm-hmm.
I crouch low to the ground and I make sure that my prey doesn't see me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wait for them to be in a good enough spot where I can reach them and they can't run away fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bounce on them and then I catch them and then I eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And the crocodile was like, this sounds like a good plan. Okay, thank you, Mr. Cat.
I don't have to chase.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Cat. We'll be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cat left.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, the crocodile saw, like, running around, walking around, like, the fields of grass beside the river, a boar.
A boar.
And he remembered what the cat told him.
Mm-hmm.
So he crouched low. Within the grass, he made sure that he was not seen. And then the boar turned around. He's like, did I hear something? But he couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
And then when he was near enough,
mm-hmm.
he pounced.
Mm-hmm.
And it was too late for the boar to run away or to do anything.
He's close enough.
And he was finally, since the creation of the world,
he's like, yay, pork.
Able to eat.
Yes.
So ever since then, crocodiles have hated dogs.
Oh.
And always hunt or chase after dogs. But the crocodile and cats never fight. Cats never fight crocodiles and crocodiles never fight cats.
That's so interesting.
That's the legend of the cat and the crocodile.
Nice. I like that.
I feel bad for the crocodile who had never eaten since the start.
That's such a long time.
The creation of the world.
There were already villages and he still hasn't eaten.
They had domesticated.
They had domesticated chickens already. Farming was probably a thing. And they still hadn't eaten.
Okay.
We should do like a lot of like these mini
yeah, they're nice, right?
Like, you know, legends. My favorite one is the, I don't know though if it's relevant, if it's not visual, is the cow and the carabao.
Tell like, me more.
Like, they switched outfits by accident. What? And that's why the carabao looks like he's wearing like a really tight t-shirt. And the cow, the Brahmin cows, look like they have like really loose skin all the time.
That because is so
they changed
cool.
They went because they went to the river and then they like and the monkey tricked them into taking off their clothes.
Mm.
And then the monkey's mischievous and he like switched to rude their thing and then all of a sudden he was like, oh, the crocodile is coming, the crocodile. So they had like mama did
they exchanged clothes.
And that's why the carabao looks like he's always like in a muscle tee. Like really, really tight skin, and then the Brahmin cow looks
he's like this
like,
is so uncomfortable.
It's so tight.
No wonder it's he's always in the water.
Yes, because he's very self-conscious of his tight t-shirt. It's like a rash guard. And then whereas the cow, he's all like floopy skin.
So that was the legend of how the crocodile learned how to hunt. With a bonus, how did the cow and the carabao exchange t-shirts? We hope that you enjoyed it. It was a short but sweet little episode. We do plan to do a bit more of these, like, really just quick retellings of folktales and legends and myths that we find fascinating. Let us know. Is this something that sounds familiar to you? Have you heard of it? And what other legends, myths, or folktales do you want us to cover and recount? We hope you enjoyed it. And as always, if you want to find us, we're the Gods Must Be Crazy podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Gods Must Be Crazy Pod. We're in all the different platforms where you can find podcasts. And if you would like to support us, a 5-star rating would always be appreciated. But you can also just share it with your friends, share it with your family, people who you feel would be interested in listening to it. Thanks again, and see you guys next time. Bye!